Mark chapter 3 and verse 22. The devil has him. The devil has him. Mark 3 verse 22. And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, He is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons. Mark 3 22. It's not simply that he has a devil, or even he has the devil, but the devil has him. He is possessed by Beelzebub, or properly the Greek Beelzebul, the prince of demons. And as Christ goes on to say, we're talking about Satan. How can Satan drive out Satan? In verse 23. So we're talking about the devil himself, Apollyon, the prince of the pit. This is the accusation. Now, in the previous discourse, we saw how Christ's family and his close friends' family were concerned over him and wanted to protect him from himself and the crowds and the pressure of work. They were concerned for his safety and his mental welfare and all the rest of it. But now there are no holds barred. No punches are pulled now. The gloves come off. These friends, inverted commas, these Jews, these teachers of the law, they're not interested in protecting Christ. They're out to destroy him. They're bringing down this upstart, this nuisance, and Christ is a nuisance to them. He's causing such disturbance. His family thought he was out of his mind. But these people, these teachers of the law, these scribes, these religious people, they accuse him of being devil-possessed, indwelt by Satan himself, horrible, devilish, in the extreme, satanic, who can't get worse than this. He's accused of this in other places, again and again, demons possessing him. John 7:20, for example. John Baptist was the same. Luke 7:33, the demons possess him. Madness and satanic. All his spiritual power comes from this depravity, comes from this satanic influence. He does these miracles, but it's satanic. He has this ability, he has this power, but it's satanic. Now, it wasn't said directly to him, verse 22. This is what they said about him. He is possessed. They don't go to him and say, you are possessed, not in this case anyway, but they're saying it to one another and they're whispering it behind his back. He's demon possessed, this chap. He's demon. He's out of his mind. No, he's demon possessed. And it's accusation. Now, what am I going to make from this? What can we make from this? Well, this is extreme, isn't it? No, my friend, this is what it is. There is this choice. You're either for or against Christ. Elijah put his finger on it. How long are you going to stay halting between two opinions? He said, how long are you going to be in this middle road business? Is God God or is it Belial? Or what is it? Choose. Joshua was the same. He confronted the Jews, the Israelites. Choose you this day whom you will serve. If you want to go back to Egypt, go back to Egypt. If you want the gods over there, have those gods. As for me and my house, it's the Lord for me. This is the point. Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 30, you're either for or against me. It comes at this time, actually, but Mark does not record it here. This is the time that Jesus says it. And this is the point. You have to make a decision about Christ. What do you think of Christ? What do you think now, my friend? What is your opinion? C.S. Lewis put his finger on it. You can't say he's a good man. He's not just simply a good man. A good man doesn't say these things. He's either God or he's a charlatan, a bigot, or whatever you want to say. Out of his mind deranged. What think you of Christ, my friend? I'll tell you my choice. He is my Savior, my Lord, my God, my Judge, my Creator, my all in all. I have no other hope. I have no other plea. I have no other advocate. There's no middle ground. Now, what is the choice for you, my friend? What is your position? What is your answer? Joshua's answer? Elijah's answer? What's your answer? You know the hymn I'm going to read to you now by John Newton. What think ye of Christ? Is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you in mercy or wrath is your lot. Some take him a creature to be. Well, we see here, some took him to be satanic, a man or an angel at most. They've come closer. Sure, these have not feelings like me, nor know themselves wretched and lost. So guilty, so helpless am I. I dare not confide in his blood, nor on his protection rely, unless I was sure he is God. So, if asked, what of Jesus I think? Though still my best thoughts are but poor, I say, he's my meat and my drink, my life and my strength and my store, my shepherd, my husband, my friend, my saviour from sin and from thrall, my hope from beginning to end, my portion, my Lord, and my all. What say you, friend? What think you of Christ? Now,